This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Villamin, V-I-L-L-A-M-I-N, first name Imelda, I-M-E-L-D-A, date of birth May 12, 1958, date of evaluation February 15, 2023, the chief complaint 64-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right knee surgery. The HPI. The patient is a 64-year-old female who reports a slip and fall dating to June of 2021, period. This occurred while she was at work, period. She was subsequently evaluated at Marin General Hospital, period. She was found to have a patella fracture, period. She was then referred to PT at Concentra, period. However, she continued with pain, which she stated as sharp and rated 7/10, period. Pain is decreased with use of the knee brace, period. She notes that the pain radiates medially and is worse with cold weather, period. She has associated weakness, period. She ultimately underwent an MRI, period. This confirmed pathology, period. She was then felt to require surgery. The patient denies any chest pains, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history, one hypertension, next number diabetes, next number thyroid tumor, next number fibroids. Past surgical history, total abdominal hysterectomy, next number partial thyroidectomy. Medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, famotidine 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams, NPH, insulin 100 units, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, metformin 1000 milligrams BID. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history. Patient denies cigarettes, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Psychiatric, insomnia, endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Hematologic, she has easy bruising. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 151/75, pulse 101, respiratory rate 20, height 52 inches, weight 140.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. HEENT, head is atraumatic, normocephalic, pupil equal or reactive to light and accommodations, clear is clear, extraocular muscles are intact, neck is supple, there is a well-healed scar representing thyroid surgery, period, chest normal excursions, lungs clear to auscultation, cardiovascular regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, there is no S3 or S4, abdomen is flat, there are no masses or tenderness present, no organomegaly is present, back, no CVAT, extremities, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema, skin, normal, musculoskeletal. The right knee demonstrates tenderness, the palpation of the patella and the medial joint line. She is noted to be wearing a brace, period. Neuro is non-focal. Data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 93 beats per minute, period. There is left ventricular hypertrophy, period. Known specific SD / T-wave abnormality is noted. This is most likely consistent with left ventricular hypertrophy abnormality. She has left atrial enlargement, period. The X-ray of the right knee dated October 21, 2022. Bones are diffusely osteopenic. There is mild symmetric narrowing of all three right knee joint compartments. There is no evidence of fracture or bony erosion, including the patellar. There is modest lateral shifting of the patella at the trochlear groove. No effusion is noted, period. MRI on June 7, 2022, right knee, demonstrates a chronic oblique tear at the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, extending to the inferior articular surface. No medial compartment arthrosis. There is chronic oblique tear at the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus, extending to the inferior articular surfaces. There is severe patellotendinosis without evidence of tear. The impression, this is a 64-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury, period. She is now scheduled for a right knee surgery, period. She has multiple comorbidities to include hypertension, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia. EKG is consistent with left ventricular hypertrophy, period. Overall, her risk is mildly increased, given her multiple comorbidities, period. However, she is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective. She has no evidence of dysrhythmia or angina, period. She is cleared for her surgical procedure, period.